Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastors Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home. Hallelujah. Where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Woo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. God has something for you. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And today we're going to be talking about this. We're going to be talking about giving it all to Jesus. Amen. Giving it all to Him. He didn't say give Him some. He says give it all to Him. All means all. Amen. So we want you to leave a new person. Leave change. Leave a new person. The Lord's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Be available. Let go and let God. Amen. I mean, that's very simple. Let go and let God. Amen. Praise God. To know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. See yourself the way He sees you. And you need to write this down somewhere where you can see it all the time. Or put it in the tablets of your mind and say, see yourself the way He sees you. How does He see you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. Amen. So, I don't care what people say about you. I don't care what people think about you. I am a child of God. I'm a winner. I'm a champion. And I'm an overcomer. And I don't let nobody move me from that. Amen. They can say things, but you know what? I'm not receiving it. The old is gone. The new is in. I'm a new creature in Christ. Amen. That's what the Word says. That's what I'm going to confess. Amen. So, I got a couple of scripture nuggets for you. Well, let's make this declaration first. Grab your sword, soldier of God, mighty warrior of God, and let's make this declaration together. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. My mind is alert. Amen. And again, the battlefield is the mind. You got to keep it renewed with the Word of God. Otherwise, you're going to start thinking junk. Amen. So let's remember that. I got a couple of these I want to read at you. And it goes like this. Put the Word first. If you will invest your time in the Word, that investment will soon be paying off in every area of your life. That's the secret of getting ahead in the world. It's not about the money. It's not about any other thing. It's about the Word of God. You can't wait until you have time to put the Word first. Satan and this world will see to it that you'll never do. The Word of God needs to occupy that place of highest importance of your activities. The Bible is a handbook of living. It is the wisdom of Almighty God written down so that you can apply it on everyday situation. So invest your time in the Word of God. Proverbs 4, 7 and 8 says this, wisdom is a principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all your gettings, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Psalms 37 and 5 says, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Amen. Woo. And last one says, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen. Praise God. Man, that is awesome. Put His Word first. Get your priorities in order. Man, I spent 20 plus years in the military. And the first thing I do is I check my priority list. But you know what? Even in the military, God was always first. And you have a priority list that you need to stick by. Otherwise, you'll get lost. But we need to do this as Christians, as believers. We need to seek Him first. Amen. Put Him first. Hallelujah. One more. And it goes, God has a plan for you. If you don't know, you know. When you get to know Him, you'll know that He has a plan for you. And He sees you as being very important. He's called you, He's anointed you, and He's equipped you to fulfill what it is He wants you to do. But you need to go to Him and know what it is. The plan and purpose for all, for us, is to fulfill our destiny. So stay focused to fulfill that plan. Wake up each morning knowing where you're headed. If you're going from here to wherever you're going, man, you got a plan. Now you can just map it out, and it'll tell you which way to go. And it'll remind you, if you get off course, it'll say, wait a minute, you got to get back over here. Well, the Word of God does that for you, but you got to stay focused. Know where you hit it, which direction you're taking, and what you are going to accomplish, and stick with it. Don't allow the distractions and busyness of life get you off course. And they'll try real hard. And it's so easy. You got people all around you, and they're saying things and doing things and wanting your attention. Yeah. Amen. Ask yourself, is what I'm doing moving me towards my God-given destiny? Is this my purpose in life, or am I just wasting my time? Being busy and not really making any progress. Don't look to the left and don't look to the right, but don't be distracted and spend your time and energy on things that are not helping you fulfill your destiny. Remember, God's plans are blessed, and as you walk in His plans for your life, you will experience His abundance in everything you set your hands to do. Man, hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." And Psalms 37:23 says this, "The steps of a good person, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and He gives, and He delights in His ways." So your steps are ordered by God. Amen. That's why you check in with home first. Check in with Him first. Seek Him first before you go and get busy in the world. Amen. But don't let your busyness distract you from God's plan in your life. Amen. Man, ooh, hallelujah, praise God. Ooh, giving it all to Jesus. It says giving everything to Jesus. Well, let me see what, giving it all to Jesus, that's what we're going to be talking about. Keep going. It says let go of the past. The past is always hold you back if you let it. It says never be a prisoner of your past. It was just a lesson, not a life sentence. Amen. And that's what the battlefield is, the mind. And you're going to be thinking these things, but you got to get it right and renew it with the Word of God. You don't renew it with a booze or a drink or drug or whatever thing else. Because when you come off your high, you're still going to have the same problems. Renew your mind with the Word of God. Amen. Set your priorities right. It says magnify Him, not the problem. We're going to be talking about a lot of problems. And on a daily basis, you have a lot of problems. Excuse me. But you don't magnify your problem, you magnify your God. Say, wait a minute. God took care of this for me already. Lord, I'm casting it on you. I'm giving it to you. Amen. Keep going. And this one you need to write down somewhere. It says, never give the devil a ride. He always wants to drive. Oh, yeah, yeah. Just pull over, pick him up, you know. Nope. Next thing you know, he's driving you. Don't let him. Renew your mind. Say, hi, you can go somewhere else, not here. Not anymore. You ain't driving me. Keep going. These are good. Anyway, it says give everything to Jesus, meaning surrender your life, your heart, and your possessions fully to Him. Cast it all on Him, trusting in His plan and follow His teachings. Obedience means a whole lot. Amen. It says give it all to Jesus. It's about a new day, a new beginning, a new start. Forgiveness. Let go and let God. Putting the past behind and pressing on. Don't give your past cares, problems, burdens, burdens into your new. Excuse me. Don't bring your past, your cares, your problems, your burdens into the new day. Leave it behind. Let it go. Amen. Don't bring it. In Psalms 118:24 says, "This is the day who has made. The Lord has made. says, let us rejoice and be happy today. That's an easy to read version. The New King James says, this is the day the Lord has made. We, I, Jose, you can personalize that, will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Lord, for this new day. Now you can start thinking all the problems you've got, all your priorities you've got already. First thing you need to know is seek Him first. Spend time with Him and say, thank you for waking me up. If He woke you up, that means He's got an assignment, a mission for you. Amen. So check in the home and check in with Him before you go and do anything. Says, give it all. Again, excuse me. Seems like the cares and problems are increasing. Some feel there's no way out. If you don't know Christ, you're going to think like this. It feels like failure. Some feel stressed out, burned out. Some feel like giving up. Some feel like quitting. Amen. But give it all to Him. Cast it all on Him. 1 Peter 5:7-9, easy to read version, says, give all your worries to Him because what? He cares for you. Control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. You know, your behaviors, your actions, and your words is going to invite him in because the door is wide open, especially if you're confessing all the negative things. He's just going to walk in and make himself, you know, you gave him a ride, now he's going to drive you. And verse 9 says, refuse to follow the devil. Stand strong in your faith. You need the word to build your faith up. And you got to have the word. And you got to be strong in faith. Amen. And the Bible says in the Hebrews 11:6, it's impossible to preach him without faith. So get in the word and get a lot of word in you so your faith can be strong and not weak. It says, refuse to allow the devil to follow the devil. Don't be a follower of the devil. It says, stand strong in your faith and know that your brothers and sisters all over the world are having the same sufferings that you have. But you know, greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. Amen. And the King James says, casting all care upon Him because why? He cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He wants, remember, John 10:10, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. Jesus says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly and enjoy it. 9 says, resist him. Stand fast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But the greater one is in me. And you know, when you have the greater one in you, you're the closest thing to a Bible. You are right with people wherever you are, people all around you. And you're the closest thing to Jesus. You're the closest thing to a Bible because the word is going to flow out of you and says, tell them I love them. Amen. Lead them to Christ. Amen. You're it. You're His church. You're His body, the body of Christ. Going somewhere to happen for somebody. Man, hallelujah. Just sow the seed. We talked about this Wednesday. All you need to do is sow the seed. You don't have to stay there and force them to accept Christ. No, you just sow the seed. God loves you. You know? And you know what? God's going to water it. And He's going to water it. And He's going to give it increase. Amen? So, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Stand strong in your faith, not fear. And know that your brothers and sisters all over the world are having the same sufferings that you have. But the greater one is in you. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. I'm a child of God going somewhere to happen for somebody. Amen. Psalms 55:22, New King James says, cast all your burdens on the Lord, and He shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. Amen. I'm standing on the word. I'm standing on Jesus. I'm not going to be moved. I'm solid on Him. Amen. Because He's solid on me. He's already proved. He's already paid the price. Again, church, we're fighting a defeated foe. He's defeated. Don't let him come over you. Amen. Amplify says, cast your burdens on the Lord. Release it. And He will sustain you, sustain and uphold you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, slip, fall, or fail. Man, the greater one is in you. Remind yourself. Know that. When you know that, you know, nothing. He's not going to let you fall, slip or fall, or fail, I mean. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It says, I wrote this, so don't hold it against me. It says, beautiful way of presenting Jesus, our Savior, is a sin, trash, garbage man. And how he cleanses us and takes our garbage of sin so we can be clean and serve him and fulfill our mission. Amen. So he says, give me all your trash. You know, we're talking about sin. Give me all your cares. How can he take our garbage of sin and shame, heavy bags of regrets, and cast it into the landfill of forgiveness? Amen. It says, Jesus has done this for us, taken all our old baggage of sin and exchanged it for a new start, a new beginning, and a new life in him. Amen. You watching, you listening. Man, you confess him as your Lord and Savior. He's going to take all that trash from you. Amen. And you can have a new start, a new beginning, a new life with him. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, easy to read verse, says, if anyone is in Christ, it is a whole new world. The old things are gone. Suddenly, there is new. New King James says, therefore, if anyone, you can put your name there. Anyone, Jose, and if Jose is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When you're around people or the enemy puts thoughts in your mind, he always brings you to your past. If you let him, you say, you know, I don't live there anymore. I'm a new creature in Christ. That he's forgiven and he's forgiven and forgotten. You need to do the same thing. Or he's going to bring you right back to square one again. You know, even if you sin as a child of God, you go to him and you confess. And he's going to forgive and forget. So don't go around back to square one thinking you got to get saved again. You're already saved. Amen. And don't go around calling yourself a sinner. It says you're a new creature in Christ. That's not a sinner. Amen. So let's remember that. It says, when anyone's in Christ, he's a whole new life, a new world. The old things are gone. Suddenly everything is new. Jesus, our Savior, has taken all our garbage on his shoulders, and still he stands. Amen. So we're going to stand in him. And we're going to forgive and forget. We're going to confess it to him. And he's going to forget about it. So we need to do the same thing. And don't let your mind, don't let the enemy, don't let people do that all the time. They always take you to your past. I say, I'm a new creature in Christ. I don't live there anymore. I'm not going there anymore. I'm going to press on with him. That's what Jesus says. Let's press on. Get up and press on. He's called us, and he's anointed us and equipped us, and now he wants us to go and do for him and serve him. Amen. John 3:16 says, New Living Translation, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that anyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. New King James says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You have everlasting life. We're going to serve, and we're going to live this life. And when he calls us home, you know, best words you can hear is when he says, welcome home, good and faithful servant. Amen. But as long as we're here, we're going to be doing for him. We're his church. We're his body. So we stay busy for him. Amen. Give it all to him. Cast it all on him. So life brings circumstances that causes anxieties, worries, cares, problems, troubles, fears, panic daily. It says emotions can run very high at some point. The loss of control can happen due to carrying all these extra cares, extra weights around with you. Matthew 11:28-30 says, New Living Translation says, then Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. He didn't say go to the bar and have a few drinks or take some drugs, you know, get high. No, you want to get high with the Most High. And you know what? You're never going to have problems. Amen. It says, take my yoke upon you and let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Amen. So let's go to him, because he knows if you're carrying all these extra weights, you can't do anything. If you're carrying all these worries, you know, you're not going to be able to fulfill what it is he wants you to do. Amen. You're just going to sit and do nothing. No, that's not what he wants us to do. Set your priorities right daily. Matthew 6:33-34. I like this one. Says New International Version, NIV. Says, but seek what? His kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Now 34 says, therefore, don't worry about tomorrow. Man, when you got priorities, you are thinking about next week, next month, next year. Man, we got it. And all these worries just pile up on you. It says, don't worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough troubles of its own. Amen. So he says, what? Live one day at a time. And thank you, praise team. That was a beautiful song. So just love, serve him, and live one day at a time. Can't live 2, 3, 4, 5 days in a row. No, no. One day at a time, that's good enough. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is own troubles. Amen. How about believers enjoying a happy and joyful life, casting all cares on him daily so that they can stay in control and not be out of control? Amen. Amen. You got to keep your mind. How many times you said, man, I'm losing my mind? No, you're not. Renew your mind with the Word of God. And cast and give him all that care that you're holding on to. All that worry that you're worrying about. You know, we all can do this. We can't, well, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but speak to your care, your mountain, your giant. Don't let them talk to you. I say, wait a minute. I've given it to him, so I'm not going to take it back. Just leave it there. I left it there, and it's going to stay there. It says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to be busy about the Father's business. I'm not going to be busy overthinking about how I'm going to solve this thing. Amen. 1 and 7 says, New King James, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. The Amplified says, for God has given us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind. Amen. When I say I have the mind of Christ, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. So let's remember that. But don't, he's not giving us a spirit of fear. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by fear. If you have fear, you're not going to walk. You're going to sit and you're not going to do anything, because I'm afraid of doing anything. But when you're in Christ, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. I've got his strength. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Remember, God is bigger than any mountain that I can or cannot see. Amen. God is bigger than any problem that you're facing. Amen. So that's why it's so important you give it to him. I gave it to him. Now I'm going to be busy about the Father's business. Whatever it is he wants me to do. Whatever it is, big or small. The main thing is you're being obedient and doing and going out and doing for him. Amen. Magnify God and not the problem again. Well, we have opportunities, man, and we get together in our little circles, you know, our little coffee breaks or little work breaks or whatever. And we come together, and you know what? We're just topping each other off. And who's got the biggest problems? Oh, man, let me tell you what happened. Oh, man, let me tell you this. And you know what? The next person is bigger, and the next person is bigger. What about you? I don't have any problems. I just give it all to God. Really? Does that work? Yes, it works. And you could have the same thing. Amen? So have that peace. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, I'll do the King. Well, let me do New Living Translation. It says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Why worry about it? Pray about it. Give it to Him and then pray. You got time to pray. It says, tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Amen. Whew. So, don't worry. You have opportunities. But you know what? Catch yourself and say, you know what? I don't need to worry about this. Lord, I'm giving it to you. And when you give it to Him, leave it there. I think I've told you this. When you go to the dumpster and dump all your trash, you leave it there. It stinks. It's no good. You don't bring it back home with you. Oh, no, I want to take it back. God needs my help, you know. So, no, He says, give it all to me. He didn't say half, little, or some. He says all is all. Amen. give it to Him. The New King James says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Let your requests remain known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understandings, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, God tells us to cast it, to give it all to Him. We're not told to cast only a certain amount. He says, all. Give it all to Him. And all, you write this down, all means all. People get themselves in trouble when they try to help God. He doesn't need our help. He knows what to do. As a matter of fact, he's done it all. He paid it all in full. Amen. So He's already done it. Let go and let God. Give it all to Him. We all know this, but we won't do it. We give and take back. We take back because we love being caring and worrying champions. Let's not do that. He wants us to be champions, but not champions of worrying and caring. Amen. He wants us to be champions because He's put us there. We're His children. We're new children in Christ. Amen. The old is gone, the new is in, and we're new creatures in Christ. The best thing to do is just give it all to Him. We just got to be obedient. He doesn't care. He doesn't need our help. He has already defeated Satan and the sin problem. Satan is a defeated foe. Here's the thing. Just obey Him. Just be obedient to what He says. Amen. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says, New King James, we're talking about a race of faith. Says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, we got a great cloud of witnesses. You go to a stadium, you know, you got all kinds of people. You go to a concert, you got all kinds of people. You go to a meeting, there's all kinds of people. Well, we got all kinds of people watching us. It says, a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight that and the sin which so easily ensnares us, traps us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. What kind of race is it? It's a race of faith. So it's looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand on the throne of God. We're talking about the right hand is where Jesus sits. It's a place of authority. He is sitting there, praying for us, interceding for us. Amen. So, hallelujah. Praise God. He's on our cheer group. He's cheering for us. He wants us to succeed and not fail. Amen. Hebrews 13:5-6 says, New King James says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Yeah. Amen. Let's remember that, because you're always thinking, well, God don't care for me anymore. Amen. He's left. I'm done. No, he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. If anybody walked the way we did, our priorities get out of whack. And we start thinking like the world, and we just walked away from him. But he never walked away. He fulfilled his mission. And he fulfilled, and he went to the cross, and he gave his life. And he said, it is finished. It is done. It's paid in full. Amen. But he says, I'm leaving. But he said, I'm leaving the Holy Spirit with you. Amen. But he says, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. If anybody walks away, we do. Yeah. Amen. Romans 8:37 says, easy to read version says, but in all these troubles, we have more complete victory through God, who has shown his love for us. New King James, yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Yeah. We are conquerors through him. Amen. Especially when you're living for him and you're confessing the word. Amen. You are more than conquerors. You are winners for him. Amen. 1 John 4:4 says, New Century Version says, my dear children, you belong to God and have defeated them, because God's spirit who is in you is greater than the devil who is in the world. You need to know this. Greater is he that is in me, the Spirit of God that is in me, than he that is in the world. We're talking about the devil. So don't put yourself in a place of defeat. You're a winner. You're a champion. You're a conqueror in through Christ. Amen. New King James says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So don't see yourself any less than what God sees you. Amen. When you're in love with him, you won't be thinking like this. Amen. And you're renewing your mind with the word of God. Amen. Again, the battlefield is the mind. God is bigger than any cares, any problems, any troubles that you have. And the reason you have them is because you haven't given it to him. You got to let him go. Say, Lord, I'm giving them to you. Amen. Praise God. 1 John 5:5 says, easy to read version, it is our faith that has won the victory against the world. So who wins against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And the New King James says, who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen. Amen. So we have the greater one. Start thinking the way he wants us to think. Amen. These are all good. Amen. We're coming to a close here. Psalms 37:5 says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust in him and he will help you. That's a New Living Translation. New King James says, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust also in him and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. When you're trusting him, it's going to come to pass. At his time. We don't rush him. We just don't go dump on him, you know, and leave it there. And take care of it. No, you just have faith. You just have faith. And God's timing, it's going to happen. So don't lose faith. Amen. Have patience. Be patient. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. That's the New King James. The Amplified says, commit your works to the Lord. Submit and trust them to him, and your plans will succeed if you respond to his will and his guidance. Amen. So it's going to happen. Just be patient and trust. It's going to come to pass. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. What else you got? Okay, yeah, this one. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with some of your heart. All your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Amen. You don't have to, they don't have Dear Abby anymore. Huh? Or you don't have to go any psychic or anybody else or a friend. Or no, you just go to him and trust him. He's going to take care of all this. Amen. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 amplifies this. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and don't rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Oh, you don't have to go where your heart's going. You go to God. He knows it all. Amen. Just trust in him. Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let me see what I got. Again, in closing, just go to 1 Peter 5 and 7. It says, cast all your care upon him because he cares for you. You need to know this. Write these down and go to him. And you know what? Confess them. And Amplify says, casting all your care, all your anxiety, all your worries, and all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Amen. So just give it to him, you know, and know that you can come and just give it to him. It's so important that you, first of the day, is set your priorities right. Say, thank you, Lord, for this day. I will rejoice and be glad in you. Amen. And get yourself, your priorities straight with him. You seek him first, and whatever comes, know I am ready for the giants that are out there waiting. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I am going and accomplish what it is he wants me to do. Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. And in closing, church, just remember, give it all to Jesus. Don't hold on to it. He don't need our help. He just wants us to empty ourselves in him, be obedient, and obey what it is he wants us to do. Amen. Know that you can do all things through him. Amen. So praise God. Do you receive, church? Amen. Me too. You watching, you listening. Stop running. Quit running from him. You know, rededicate yourself back to him. Say, Lord, I need to come back home. He said, yeah, you need to come home. Confess. And he's going to say, I forgive and forget. So now press on. Amen. You know what you're supposed to do. Amen. We got to stay in tune with him. If you never accepted him, all you need to do is say, Lord, I have sinned against you. I repent. Come to my life. Be my Lord and Savior. He's not going to turn you down. He just wants you to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that he can save you. Amen. So, no, he can save you. He is your Savior. He died for your sins. He paid for your salvation. Amen. So, but you need to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Amen. So if you do that, know that you can start a new life with him and start serving him now on a daily basis. Amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. If you have sickness in your body, speak to it. I speak to it myself. I say, I speak the word. I say, by Jesus Christ, I am healed from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. So sickness, I rebuke you. By Jesus Christ, I am well and I'm healed. And I don't receive no malfunctions in my body. My body functioning just the way he created it to function. So sickness, you have a name. I cancel your assignment against me in Jesus' name. Body, line up with the word of God and receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. And it's time to give. Just go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, press that donate button. If you're going to mail it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. Amen. God loves you, and we love you. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, brother. Raise your hands. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to give. Thank you for opening the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing we're not able to contain, Father. And, Lord, we thank you for blessing the gift and the givers, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.